From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Kern here saying hello and welcome in the Savior's name to our Gospel program. I'm glad that you're tuned in and joining with us, and I trust that as you listen in, the Lord will bless His Word to your heart. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend John Greer, as he brings us again to that inquiry made by the wise men, "Where is He that is born King of the Jews?"
Thank you for joining with us once again. We are continuing to look at Matthew 2 and verse 2, the question of the wise men, "Where is He that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen His star in the east and are come to worship Him." The wise men were wise indeed, because they had been made wise unto salvation. And as we look at them as examples of those who truly seek after Christ, we are able to see four areas in which they were wise concerning Christ. And we've seen the first of these: they were wise concerning His person. But then they were also wise concerning His position. It says that they came to seek after the King of the Jews. They had come to understand His position, that He was a king, therefore with a kingdom, because there is no king who doesn't have a kingdom. But they knew, you see, that it was a spiritual and a divine kingdom, because they spoke of worshipping Him. It was not a kingdom which was of this world. Indeed, Christ Himself said that in John 18, verse 36, "My kingdom is not of this world." So Christ is King, and Christ has a kingdom, and concerning that, you must be made wise. You see, being a divine kingdom, a spiritual kingdom, they saw that the Lord's position as King was sovereign. You see, these men were from some eastern kingdom, and yet they came to bow to Christ. They approached Herod, they accepted earthly ruler of the Jews, but the query of the wise men was effectively a statement of Herod's subservience to Christ. They said to Herod, "Where is the King of the Jews?" And you see, when they asked that question, they were looking at the man, they were addressing the man who was, as I put it, the accepted king by the Jewish nation. But you see, here is someone who's above Herod. Here is someone who is whose position is sovereign, and to him Herod and all other kings must bow. That belongs to Jesus Christ alone. He is the Prince of the kings of the earth, as it says in Revelation 1:5. And Revelation 17:14 says He is King of kings and Lord of lords. And Daniel 8:25 says He is Prince of princes. So these wise men saw this, and therefore their need to submit to this unique king. They saw their own accountability to Him, as you must if you are ever to be saved. You must come and submit to the sovereign of all the earth. He is the one who is mighty, all-powerful, all-knowing. And my dear friend, you're but a poor sinner, finite and fallen and wretched and guilty and weak and helpless. And the best thing you could do today is bow the knee and submit to Christ and surrender to this sovereign King and enter into a saving relationship with Him. And then you see, as they noticed or were made wise concerning the position of Christ, that is, that He was King with a kingdom and His position was sovereign, they also noticed that His position was spiritual. They spoke of worshipping the King, intimating that His kingdom was spiritual and He was its spiritual head. So their words and their actions were the testimony that Christ was King of a people and a kingdom that was totally different from the visible religious entity there in Jerusalem. You see, there was a religious establishment in Jerusalem. Verses 3 and 4 refer to the chief priests and the scribes coming together. And we find that all Jerusalem was troubled at the question of the wise men concerning the king of the Jews. And that included the religious establishment. So there was a religious hierarchy, but they were troubled at this news of the birth of the king of the Jews. They had a form of knowledge. They could quote scripture, as we've already seen. They quoted the words of Micah. But they had no place and they had no desire for the Messiah. And notice as well that though they heard the question of the wise men and could quote scripture, they made no effort to go to Jerusalem or to go to Bethlehem to find the king. They were content and complacent in their show and form of religion. They were satisfied with the comfort of their own situation, but they had no part in the Lord's spiritual kingdom, unlike the wise men. The wise men were men of faith and repentance, with a hunger for the Lord Jesus Christ. They were therefore part of that divine, that spiritual kingdom, of which the Lord was the spiritual head. And therefore they had both understood and had entered into that spiritual kingdom. My friend, you must be made aware of this. You must become wise to this, that there is a spiritual kingdom. It's not some earthly denomination I'm talking about. I'm talking about the kingdom of all those who are Christ through saving faith, through having bowed the knee to him in repentance and have trusted in his finished work. And this leads me on to show you that these men also were wise concerning the people of Christ. They sought one whom they called the King of the Jews. So they were saying that he was ruler of a definite people. But the point is, they saw themselves as being part of that people, indicating, you see, that the word Jew has reference to more than the physical nation. In Scripture, the word Jew is used in a twofold way, in a national sense concerning the people of Israel, but in a spiritual sense. In Romans 2:28 and 29, Paul makes it very clear that a man is a Jew which is one inwardly. He refers there to the new birth under the symbol of circumcision. He refers to faith in Jesus Christ. And his reference shows, his words show, that he speaks of those who are truly part of the kingdom of God in that sense, a people who belong to the Lord. Now these wise men, remember, were Gentiles, but they belonged to Christ. They were part of the Israel of God. They were part of that company over whom this young child, this king of the Jews, would rule. Notice the words in verse 6 that are quoted from Micah, that he would be a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Those words, my people Israel, refer to the Lord's own blessed people. You see, the word rule here means to feed or to shepherd. So read it that way, a governor shall feed or shepherd my people Israel. Obviously, the reference is to the Lord's people in a spiritual sense. Christ is the shepherd of God's people, of sinners saved by grace. He rules them, he feeds them, he pastors them. He is the shepherd and bishop of their souls. And to all of this, these wise men had become wise, and to this people they wanted to belong. They had been sheep who had gone astray, but now they are committing their souls to the keeping of this shepherd king, to this one who is one fold, and in that fold there is one people. Let me ask you today, to what company do you belong? Because in the world of humanity, there are but two kinds and two classes. There are the Lord's people and there are those who are lost. Those who are saved and those who are unsaved. I ask you today, to which do you belong? And may you become wise to that great truth, that there is a people who know the Lord and who trust in him and are indeed his sheep. And then they became wise concerning the preeminence of Christ. It had been their intention to worship the king, and so they did. Verse 11 tells us that they fell down and worshipped him. Now that act of worship underlines the preeminence of the Saviour in a most clear fashion. His preeminence was underlined by the precision of their worship. Notice what it says, they worshipped him. There were others there. Joseph was there. Mary was there. But they fell down and they worshipped the Lord Jesus Christ alone. You see, my friend, the Bible makes it so clear that Christ alone is to be the object of all true worship. It's not to be any other person or any other object, but the Son of God himself. And may you today recognize that there's only one object of worship, the Lord Jesus, along with the Father and the Holy Spirit, because there's only one Savior. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. He alone is the one who brings us nigh to God, who brings us into a right relationship with God. And may you fall down and worship him today and adore him and receive him as your Savior and your Lord. Notice what it says. They fell down and worshipped him. Here is a sign of their adoration, their admiration of Christ, their being yielded to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's to this place that you must come, casting yourself as a helpless sinner at the feet of Jesus Christ, crowning him, so to speak, as your Lord and your Savior and your Deliverer. Let me ask you today, in the light of all that we learn concerning the wise men, just where do you stand? Have you truly been made wise unto God's way of salvation? Oh, it is true that many would like to foist upon you their ideas, their notions, and their way, supposedly, of being right with God. But here we're shown that there's only one way, and it's through the person and the work of Jesus Christ. I do not come to you today to promote any denomination. I come to lift up Christ. Not any works or creeds or sacraments, but to lift up the Savior who died for men and who by his own marvelous grace is able to save them to the very uttermost. May you seek Christ today. May you bow at his feet. May his word be written on your heart with indelible power, and may you be gloriously saved for the Savior's sake.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.